Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Becky Sarwate. She's the head of communications and PR at CX.io. Becky, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kelsey. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Oh, a pleasure. Absolutely. Thanks for being on. So, Becky, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am a born and raised, dyed in the wool Chicagoan. I wear it as a badge of honor frequently throughout my career when I've traveled and I've met other people who've said they're from Chicago. More often than not, they mean the suburbs, which is fine. That's a handy frame of reference. But I am a born and raised kid in the city, went to Chicago public schools, was taken public transportation long before I could drive. So I think that shapes a lot of who I am and how I greet the world. I am in my mid-40s, which I'm disclosing because I think a lot of women are afraid to go near that and be transparent about the fact that experience means awesome and a lot of variety. I like to think I bring a lot of eclectic experience and talent to the table. Yeah. A few things I love more in life other than my two dogs, Prince, the deceased artist, karaoke by extension. And I'm very avid in social justice and other types of movements. So that's a little bit about who I am.
That's fantastic. So what brought you to CX.io?
Well, if you can believe it, you know, for women that are at the stage of career that I am in, I was kind of languishing in middle management at larger companies for quite a few years. And I was ready for that next step up of leadership opportunity, but apparently the world wasn't aligned with me just yet. And it took crypto, which is known historically as not the most welcoming industry for females. Embarrassingly, I will say that as of the time of this podcast, 4% of the employee population in crypto is female. So I am in a very small minority, but that is the field that was willing to give me the opportunity to stretch, you know, what I've, the muscles I've earned in my now almost 20-year career across a variety of industries and communication specialties and step up and take some ownership of not just a team and a budget, but really a field and an industry that's still so nascent and shaping and coming together, which has been super exciting and super challenging. But crypto took a chance on me and I have been taking a chance on it and have found it very rewarding.
I love that. So tell me a little bit about CX.io.
We are not a household name, and I'm trying to change that. But what I think we have going for us that's very important is we were, in fact, one of the first to the field in the crypto industry space. Our founder and CEO, Alex Lutskevich, he was literally one of the first Bitcoin miners, let's call it, to the field. So over 10 years ago, he and a team of very ambitious, young, you know, tech-savvy folks got into the business of Bitcoin mining. And over the course of a very short time, they mined over 500,000 of, I think it's the 12 million that will ever exist. I know a lot of people don't know that, but Bitcoin is finite. There got to a point when Alex and his team actually were verging on a controlling monopoly in the Bitcoin space. But Alex is a true visionary and believes in crypto and decentralized finance as a real path to financial inclusion and equality and balancing access to things that can improve one's life. And so to put real muscle behind that belief, he relinquished that mining control and pivoted instead to founding CX.io, which originally started as a crypto exchange and more specifically a Bitcoin exchange, these 10 years ago, and has evolved over the last decade into a true ecosystem of products and services. We are now trying to, you know, if our initial challenge was we are more than Bitcoin mining, and then we are more than an exchange. We truly have something for everyone, whether they're crypto curious or serious. So I think the low profile of our CEO is actually a huge asset these days when egos are getting everyone in trouble. But he really is a true believer and came to crypto early and for what I think are the right reasons. And I'm proud to support and get behind that mission.
That's fantastic. And that's a great story kind of how you got started, about how the company got started. So tell me a little bit more about how CX.io is able to stand out, because like you said, you're trying to make it a household name and it was one of the first in the space. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
I think there's another very interesting pendulum swing that I have seen in my, I've now been with the company a bit over a year. When I came to the company in November 2021, crypto was all up, 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 right? Money, money, money. Very soon, fortunes changed, led by, you know, a worsening of the global economy, war in Ukraine, you know, terrible missteps from some other big names in the crypto field. Mm-hmm. But at the time, we were not alone, but in a small minority, I would say, of major crypto companies screaming for regulation. We do not see ourselves as destroyers of the traditional financial system. We are bridge builders. We want everyone to have access to every opportunity. And so when I joined the company, one of the things that was publicly charged against us regularly was that our KYC and AML processes were too cumbersome. It was too hard to get things done. It was too restrictive. You know, if you want faster, easier, cheaper, go with X competitor. Well, what a difference a year makes. As we've seen some competitors and other companies within the space engaging in, shall we call it, less restrictive KYC, AML, and fraud practices. And now what seemed to be a liability and maybe the Wild West easy money times of the last crypto spring now has come back to, hey, we are long tenured. Your CEO isn't on Twitter talking all the time. Your rigorous KYC and money laundering processes are actually an attraction to experienced investors as well as new investors who've been freaked out by what's happened this year. So I think that has become a huge brand asset to us and a differentiation in the space, which is, hey, welcome regulators, we've been here waiting for you a while, let's do this together so that we can prevent some of the calamities we saw this year.
So talking a little bit about getting involved, I forget the exact words that you used about bit serious or bit curious.
Crypto serious and crypto curious. That's crypto part of our brand. Crypto serious and story. Crypto.
I love that. Talk to me a little bit about how someone would begin to get, you know, if they're crypto curious, talk to me a little bit about how that engagement would look with CX.io.
Well, I know for myself, when I joined the company, I was far from a crypto expert. Obviously, I've had quite a bit of on-the-job training in the last year and a half, but I think especially for potential investors of a certain age. And in crypto, we're talking about over 30, right? I think it's just the overwhelming sense of knowing what you don't know and not knowing how to get there fast enough to make any sort of intelligent approach or decision-making can be a deterrent. And I think in the past, at least, the industry has been guilty of acronym fever and, you know, tech talk that really wasn't accessible to the layperson. And I think what we've done a really good job of is for everything from our user experience to our brand story is about simplicity, accessibility. We're not the cool guys in the room. We're not breaking stuff. We're bridge builders. And to that end, one of the first significant product offerings or launches that I supported in my current role was the launch of CX.io University, which is a free educational platform, videos, you know, articles, blog posts, white papers, et cetera, dedicated and targeted at investors of all levels. So if you're a person who woke up out from under a rock and heard of Bitcoin for the first time yesterday, right? You can start with what is Bitcoin. But conversely, if you're a more sophisticated trader, but you feel like you've hit a wall, we have denser, more academic and let's call it technical content for you. Yeah. So whatever your sophistication level, whatever your goals are, we kind of meet you at the first step of your journey and then every step along the way and making sure that we're serving the right educational content that helps you generally in the market. Sure, we hope that if you're experienced success, it's with us, but crypto adoption is really still at such a small percentage. And there's so much opportunity there. And the only way for anyone to take advantage of that is through empowerment and education.
Sounds like, you know, part of the brand awareness for CX.io is really building that accessibility. So you've got the CX.io University. Talk to me a little bit about some other ways that, you know, you're, like I said, you're able to make crypto more accessible.
We actually just had a review, and I'm going to forget the name of the specific magazine because I should have had this ready, but they tagged us on LinkedIn last week, and they gave us a glowing review of both our mobile experience as well as our app. And the takeaway was It's simple. We don't need all these bells and whistles. We don't need animation that makes the page take a minute to load. We get that crypto is cool. What I need to see is what I need to see, where I need to click, what I can do, and how I can get out. So it was interesting because the review in some places was like, we apologize for, you know, affirming this repeatedly, but it is the simplicity and the ease of use and the lack of sophistication in a good way.
Yeah.
That makes this a place we'd recommend for people who are both new to the space and really just want things to be very intuitive and a simple flow. Or if you are the crypto serious, the more sophisticated trader, you want in and want out, and then you want to get on with your day. So I think, you know, we begin with kind of the free, you know, loss leading material to help you get up to speed. Mm-hmm. But by the time we hope to welcome into your ecosystem, we don't change who we are and suddenly become, you know, overly complicated and dense. The brand story is consistent at every touch point. And I think it's what makes it less of a story and more of a reality on how we're impacting the world.
Yeah. So as head of communications and PR, it sounds like, you know, you've got crypto curious, crypto serious. Is there specific different kind of narrowing that down personas that you see people interfacing with CX.io?
Yes, I would. And before I get into that, I would also add, we do have a B2B institutional business too, that is growing and robust. So when I say we're a true ecosystem for all the investors, it's not just the crypto serious and curious retail investor.
Yeah.
We also work with, you know, major financial institutions and figuring out how to build those bridges between TradFi and DeFi. That said, I was stunned to find out very early into my tenure that the average, at least US, crypto investor is a woman over 35. She is the one sitting on income. She's the one looking for new ways to diversify that portfolio. In many cases, she's the head of her household, right? That group has been almost utterly ignored. It's so strange. It's happened in many industries across human history. So it's not that crypto brought something new to the table, but ignoring the mature, and mature doesn't mean elderly, adult woman consumer has been a huge oversight, and I think a real place to play. And to that end, as head of communications for some of our touch points, like our educational content and programming, I recommended, if we're using voiceovers and video, use a woman. Hi, if that's the customer out there waiting to be served, she doesn't need to be mansplained to anymore about crypto or anything else, right? So let's start to make the personas and the way we represent in the world match the customer and the investor that we would like to serve. So I think that's just one example.
Yeah. Just a note to bring it back to the beginning. It's interesting that you say the primary user is, you know, a 35-year-old woman. However, only 4% of women in the, there's only 4% of women in the industry.
Correct. I have been to many a conference where me and maybe three other women high-fived each other or sat down to lunch before some dude came over and scattered us with his thoughts of the day. There's a huge disconnect. And I think it's like so many other things, right? Hundreds of years ago, most educators were male. Well, half the population is women. And I think we create our own problems or reinforce our own stereotypes when you go to apply for a job at a company and all you see are male faces. So I think crypto has a lot of work to do to be gender inclusive. And it's not just that hiring practices in that regard are, you know, a nice thing to do. They're actually good for business. If you bring more of the minds of the underserved in your industry to the table, you're going to get there that much more easily. So this is one of my favorite axes to grind, really, in the industry. I love it so much. And I think there's so much potential for female leaders and creativity, and tackling it from inside and out is going to be necessary to make that change so that we are truly serving people of the world and not just, you know, the cool guys who go to Austin for consensus.
I think it's absolutely fantastic that, you know, you're in the role that you are and you have the ability to make those decisions to make CX.io more accessible. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, the B2B component of CX.io.
Sure. I think being the grown-ups in the room with a long tenure and a track record of welcoming and, in fact, creating our own self-enforced regulations in the absence of them is a huge plus with that audience. Your institutional investors are not looking to break new ground and go crazy with trying something new that fails and loses a bunch of money, especially now with, you know, the global economy in significantly different shape than it was during the pandemic. It's so weird. While way too many people were dying during the pandemic, the global economic outlook was all bullish, I should say. And now, you know, that we're starting to move past that as the human race, we're now having to confront some traditional problems from before that. So I think, you know, institutional investors are looking at a frozen housing market and runaway inflation and supply chain issues. Like, if they're going to get in crypto, and they are, because DeFi and TradFi are becoming more and more wed and married by the day, who are they going to get in there with? Well, clearly it's not FTX and some others. So at this point, then that low profile we have of responsibility and ethical behavior and tenure and just keeping our head down and doing the responsible work, I think is a real attractive position to have with those institutional investors. And in the last year or so, we've made a significant investment in that side of the business, both in terms of staffing, but also in terms of, you know, even when we started this conversation, I think I was talking about it from a hard retail perspective, and I had to stop myself and say, no, we're B2B too. And I think a lot of the work we've done in the last year is starting to open up our content, our staffing, our event presence at conferences and other such meetings to let the world know, hey, you want to deal with an adult. I was at an event last March. I won't say which event. The event itself was nice. It's not their fault. But some of our competitors who were in the room, and this was shortly after the outbreak of war in Ukraine, we're shouting at the traditional banks from the stage, from the microphone, saying you're getting people killed and your days are numbered. Well, that's really welcoming to the institutional investor, right? So I think we're moving a little past that heated rhetoric as, you know, war unfortunately has become more normalized. The intertwining of DeFi and TradFi has really exhibited itself, interestingly, in 2022. But if you're that institutional investor, you don't want to work with the guy shouting at you from the stage, telling you you're getting people killed and your days are numbered. You probably want the guy who's been around 10 years, knows from Bitcoin mining, but also has been through now, what, several crypto winters. It's been declared dead many times. Still we rise. So I think that's a story that we're starting to tell and can tell more successfully.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So talk to me a little bit about what you've done to be able to continue to voice that story.
Well, one of the first projects I took on when I joined the company was let's not call it a brand rework, but a refresh, an evolution. Everything from the look and feel of our website, which if you've clicked at various points throughout the year, you've seen a lot of change, but really refining some of those narrative points that I've shared with you during this conversation on the history, on the welcoming of regulatory, on our stability, on the rigor of our KYC and AML processes, so rigorous that many people hate us in Belarus. That kind of stuff. I think taking those pieces and crystallizing it into a narrative that serves both sides of the house, retail and institutional, but also communicates to media, investors, regulators, the world, the general public. We've been here. We're going to be here. You're not going to lose your money with us. I mean, you know, we can't guarantee that your investment strategy is only up instead of down, but you won't get any problems from us, right? Everything that happens with your funds and your strategy will be your own decision. And ergo, we'll see you in 10 more years when we'll still be here. So come on in. And I think pulling that all together in a way that it's flexible, but also speaks to both the institutional and the retail audience, newcomers, but also doesn't alienate, right? That's a whole lot of goals at once. Doesn't alienate the sophisticated trader who's been with us for the last 10 years and says, well, I liked that you left me alone. That's fine. We can do that too. Mm-hmm. We'll partner with you and support you as much as you want. If you'd like us to just politely give you a nice user experience and stand in the background, we can do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. So Becky, if you wanted to leave our listeners with one thing, either, you know, about CX.io or the crypto space in general, what would you want to leave our listeners with?
I think in a broad way, lifelong learning applies to me personally, to this industry, and any place that we go technologically going forward. I'm old enough to remember when there were no cell phones and we used answering machines, and I found books at the library through the card catalog. But my generation was also one of the first to get plugged in, and I think we're going to stay that way. And it's hard to be ready for anything, but at the same time, be open-minded to it, whether it is your career and changes you maybe never saw coming, or technologies that you haven't thought of that'll change the way we live in 5 to 10 years, or just flat out being an interesting person who reads and keeps up with the world. I think staying engaged is critical across the board to remaining an interesting person, a competitive professional, and somebody who has the thought leadership and strategic know-how to take industries through where they're going next.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And that's great insight too. And that, like you said, it applies not only to crypto or CX.io, but just life in general.
I learn things from children every day. They're my favorite, especially in that 4 to 8 age group where they tell the truth about everything. You get your feelings hurt sometimes, but you know where society is going.
That's when all the personality starts to come out too. And holy cow, you can't control that. Well, awesome. Becky, this has been a great conversation. I really enjoyed talking to you kind of about the institutional and the retail side of CX.io and really the accessibility and flexibility that the platform is able to give to its users. So I really appreciate you being on Business Ninjas today.
Thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year to you and the team.
Absolutely. Great to have you.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.